Welcome back, everybody. This is Eric and Chad here with Iraq Veteran 8888. We've got another gun gripe episode for you today. And you guys know that we've been putting out quite a few gripes. And we're not trying to, you know, cover you guys up with too much material, but we want to make sure that we're keeping our ear to the ground like the good little Indians that we are here to hear the beast stomping down the road. And there is federal gun legislation still in play. We need to make sure that we're staying abreast of it. We're going to be talking about H.R. 3740, and we're going to dive into the weeds on this and quickly go over what this means. And we just want to keep you guys abreast of what's going on. I would like to take a moment to thank our friends at Firearms Legal Protection. You know, their legal services will actually protect you if you're involved in a personal defense situation, or if you, have a red flag law thrown down on you and they come in and confiscate all your guns, they'll actually provide legal support. And they have really, really fair fees. So if that's something you've been looking to get into, some type of concealed carry insurance, I know there's, different folks out there. Firearms Legal Protection is cool because they are very affordable and they kind of stick to the beans and bullets of the situation in terms of having their lawyers on call, ready to go. Some states consider it like a prepaid legal service, and then others consider it more of an insurance. But the way to think of it is certainly as a concealed carry insurance. So if you are involved in a shooting, that can get you, in the right direction, get you the legal representation you need. Really great programs over there. I dig what they're doing. And I think they come in at a really distinct price point that works for a lot of people that may not need all of the extras that some of the other groups have. So great group of people there at Firearms Legal Protection. Big thanks to them for supporting Gun Gripes. All right, so we're going to get into this here. And this is the Handgun Licensing and Registration Act of 2021. Here we have the page pulled up from Firearms Policy Coalition.
Thank you, FPC.
If you guys are not a member of FPC, you should join. They're a really great group of people, and they really do put their best foot forward for the Second Amendment, and they keep that lawsuit machine going. So let's dive in the weeds.
Wait,
on this
one. Was
that
one. A printing press?
I guess it could be, yeah. Like old school Linotype, you know. Yeah. I mean, what? Hey, I don't care how the
they
printer
would
works.
Do whatever they had to do.
Yeah.
All right.
They will sue anyone for any reason.
Cue Weird Al.
The tiniest reason lawsuit. They're the Oprah Winfrey of lawsuits. Okay. They love to hand out lawsuits.
Oh, my God.
And that costs money, guys.
So you went there.
Support them if you can. Throw a few bucks their way.
All right.
We're going to dive into this. It's pretty quick, but we want to make sure you're abreast of it.
All right. So this is from our friend Bonnie Watson Coleman out of New Jersey.
New Jersey.
All right. So really just...
Mr. Johnny Watson.
No, Bonnie Watson.
No. I mean,
you're talking about... Oh, oh God. Coming to America?
Yeah.
Oh, God almighty.
Oh, man.
Sexual chocolate.
That
boy
okay.
good. That boy good.
Let's get...
Yeah, that boy good. Good and terrible.
Good and terrible. All right, let's see. This bill is good and terrible.
Yeah, it is good and terrible.
All right, let's see. H.R. 3740. All right, the first thing would require federal licensing and registration of all handguns. All right, number two, restrict ownership of handguns to those who are 21 years old and above. Mandate training, require an additional background check, as if one wasn't enough. Require you to submit fingerprints and photographs. Require these licenses to be renewed every 5 years.
So essentially, when you have a licensing scheme such as this, some of the dangers that we wind up walking into here. For one, all right, these licenses must be renewed every 5 years. Well, if you look at states that require a firearms owner identification card, or otherwise known as a FOID card, like Illinois and a few other states have FOID cards, there is a certain danger in that, because then you basically have an entire system that can be weaponized against you as a gun owner. And let's say that we look at certain ways, when we compare this to carry permits, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. And we look at certain states that are may issue, shall issue, or even some states. There may not even be any states anymore that absolutely won't issue a carry permit.
There are no issue states.
Right. But there could even be some type of thing where they go, well, we're just not going to renew your license. And now what? Now you've got all these firearms on this license, like on a FOID, and you can't even renew your license, right? Well, for one, I have a major issue with converting a right to a privilege, right? Mm. Licensing requirements convert rights to privileges. The Second Amendment is a right, not a privilege. So that's one difficulty I have with it. And of course, there's going to be, with licensing is also going to come fees, another regulatory burden that obviously shouldn't exist. Never mind that it's unconstitutional, for one, right? So one could even start to argue, too, when we look at, okay, they're going to restrict the ownership of handguns to those that are 21 years old or above. There are certain situations where someone right now, under federal law, someone under the age of 21 can possess a handgun in certain situations. If they're carrying out duties related to their job. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a few instances. I'm not going to go over every little tiny minutia of that. But there are situations currently where someone under 21 can possess a handgun. There are certain situations, let's say, where maybe you're under the age of 21 and you're on your property hunting with your family and you're on private property. You can carry a handgun on your private property. You could be 17 years old and have a handgun, a Ruger target pistol on your hip to dispatch snakes or to go do your trapping when you're out hunting or something and to dispatch your animals in the trap. So there's lots of situations where on your own private property, you can do whatever you want. They're trying to say anyone, period, over 21 cannot possess a handgun. That would actually complicate things with the military because you can be 18 and join the military. So what if you go to West Point and you graduate and you're under, you might be under 21 or maybe you're in school. How are you going to go and qualify for the military with a handgun and be under 21?
I'm sure like every other, you know, nice federal bill that comes down the pipeline that's anti-gun would have certain provisions and exclusions and exemptions for military and law enforcement.
Right, because the police and military have the ability to protect themselves, but you don't. Yeah. Your life isn't as important as them. So see, you're a civilian, and you've never worn a police or military uniform, but somehow when you put that uniform on, it changes things, right? You're no longer just a lowly civilian. So as long as you wear our colors, you can carry a handgun. But you're the lowly civilian.
See, you're the authority. Right. At that point, you are no longer a subject.
You are the authorities. You are the jackboot enforcer.
Jackboot enforcer. All right. So one thing with the licensing scheme, with like FFLs, okay, if you get a federal firearms license to deal in firearms and such, okay, you open yourself up to inspection anytime during your business hours. So with licensing scheme like this, for individual civilians who own firearms that have to be licensed to own those handguns and such, basically it's an open door policy with the ATF. It's like, hey, we can come knock on your door whenever we want and make sure that you're following the rules and the regulations set forth in this particular licensing act. The issue is like storage requirements, okay? A lot of times you get storage requirements and stuff. You have certain rules and things, like you said, you have to follow. And if your guns aren't stored properly, they could revoke your license. And at that point, they confiscate your guns that are registered because you're not licensed to own them anymore. And then they're basically stealing your private property at that point.
And it's not like they don't know what you own because it's all registered. And so registration is the ultimate goal here. They try to package all of this stuff into some convenient little thing where they can go, well, this is about public safety, and this is about protecting people. Yep. And they want to give you these little buzzword feel-good things to latch on to. But all those are the straw man argument. They're trying to take away from the fact that it's really about registration. I mean, they want your fingerprints, your photographs. They want you to have a license. They want you to register them. All right. That's not only financially burdensome, but then when you add storage requirements onto that, right? Let's say you have to buy a safe. Well, what turned into a $499 Glock purchase, now you're talking a, you know, $250 training class, extra fees to get the permit. Then you got to buy a $1,000 safe to put the dang thing in that somebody can't carry off. So it's like, you know, that $500 Glock ain't so much a $500 Glock anymore. So it raises the financial threshold of what gun ownership should be to a level that is higher than some people can afford. So people that may not make a lot of money, they might have saved a long time to buy that one gun to protect their family and themselves. Now they have to go through even more financial headache in a time right now where many people are going through a lot of financial strife because of all the stuff that's gone over in the last few years.
Raising the barrier of entry.
Yes.
So mandate training. We've talked about this in the past. Is training smart? Is learning how to use your firearm and learning firearm safety and such, is it smart? Yes. Should it be a requirement in order to exercise your Second Amendment rights? No. Mandating training goes against the Second Amendment as a whole. You should not have to be trained and forced to be trained by the federal government in order to exercise your Second Amendment right. Okay. Now, the additional background check, you go buy the gun, you're going to do a 4473. Okay. You're already going to have a background check. But then in order to maintain this handgun license, you're going to have to go through an FBI background check and basically the same process, it seems, like purchasing an NFA item. You know, fingerprint cards, right? Two fingerprint cards, photograph on your paperwork, another basic questionnaire like a 4473, and then all of your, you know, pertinent information sent off in another packet. Again, potentially for every single purchase that you make. Like over in Britain, you know, they have allowances on the amount of firearms of each different type that they can own. Like you have slots. If you fill all those slots, then you can't get any more guns unless you evacuate one of those slots by selling that item off to another license holder, whatever the case is, or selling it back to a gun store.
Trading it.
Yeah, whatever the case might be. But you have to have an open slot. So at what point does something like H.R. 3740 become more draconian, just like what they have over in England and in other countries that maintain these licensing schemes for not only handguns, but all firearms? You know, and the government telling you how many firearms you can own as a private citizen.
Or, I mean, what happens then? This training mandate. So what if they make the training requirement so difficult?
Or expensive.
Yeah. That your average person can't even pass the test. You know, they could even have some test that is so insanely crazy that even John Wick couldn't sail through it.
It's only available on these dates or whatever at this specific time. And if you can't make it, oh, well, you're not going to get a mandate.
We got 2 weeks, a 2 week slot every year that you have to make the training. Oh, and by the way, we only have so many slots per day. And if you can't make it, oh, well, I guess you got to wait till next year. So
I mean, it's a little
mandate
extreme,
training,
but, yeah.
That's, you know, that's pretty, pretty narrow of an explanation to say just, oh, we're going to mandate training. So there are certainly a lot of things wrong with this bill, and you should keep an eye on it, right? H.R. 3740, support FPC if you can. And look, guys, we're not out of the woods. There's lots of things going on, and I know that it probably gets old to some of you when we post a lot of gun gripes. Guys, we've got lots of content that we're making, but I just want you to understand, filming this content doesn't necessarily come out of what we prefer to do. I'd rather do meltdowns, and I'd rather do gun reviews and all other kind of random stuff for us, right? Because guns are fun, and we love that, right? I would love to do more redneck science, and we have tons of that stuff planned. Don't think we're not doing it. We have a million different things going on in terms of things we're doing with the channel.
Let's just say the anti-gunners have put up some roadblocks.
Yes, there are roadblocks that are in front of us, and as a society, we have to look at our rights from a holistic standpoint, and we have to be ambassadors to the Second Amendment. Before we can go out and play in the playground, we've got to first, you know, make sure that we're not being, you know, sent up the river here. So it's very important.
We have to do our chores.
We got to do our chores first, Chad. That's a great analogy.
Look, I have children, so they have to do chores.
We can't go out on the playground until we've done our chores. And these are our chores, right? The chores of liberty must be attended to. All right? We got some tidying up to do. We've got to sweep the crud under the rug. Okay? It must be done. So that's why we find it to be very important to do these gripes. I hope you understand where we're coming from. We're not trying to, you know, fill your feed up with stuff you don't want to see. But it's important to us, and it's important enough for us to make a video, and we want to get the word out because there's not a lot of people doing it. Not a lot of people are doing just legislative updates on things. Now, if you want other takes on this sort of stuff, there are some other guys who are doing really great work, and I would encourage that you go over and subscribe. Guns and Gadgets, Jared. Really great dude. Make sure you subscribe to his channel. Also, Tim from Military Arms Channel. He does some legislative updates as well. You know that Tim was involved in the whole bump stock fiasco with GOA, which ended up in a very successful situation for us. So he's a great advocate. And if you're wanting updates, he does stuff from time to time. Also, Mike from Mr. Guns and Gear. Really great guy, personal friend of mine. All these dudes are really solid guys. You can also get great news over with the Gun Collective, John, really good guy, tons of great stuff. So lots of us are putting in good work and trying to get the word out about things. And those aren't the only people. There's other folks, too, you know, doing great stuff. You know, Gun Drama Johnny, you know, he does 182nd Ideas now,
well,
I think.
Johnny B.
So make sure you go follow Johnny B. And his stuff is a little bit more satirical and funny and goofy and things like that.
But he does get serious.
Yes. There are, you know, many different ways that we can approach this monster and destroy it together. So if you love these updates, and we're not the only people who want to hear from, there's other folks out there that are doing really good work. And I'm not even giving credit to even half of the great people that are out there. So many good people out there that care about our rights and care about the Second Amendment and want to see us succeed as a whole. So anyway, make sure you submit your comments. I'm going to keep mentioning this.
Three things.
Make sure you submit your comment on the brace situation, the proposed receiver change. Mm-hmm. Both of those links will be in the description box below. If we're still in the weeds of this right now, make sure you oppose David Chipman's Senate confirmation. Mm-hmm. That's maybe is still going on at the time this video comes out. And keep your eyes on this particular bill, H.R. 3740.
So look, description box below, linked FPC. Okay, they have tools on the website to allow you to contact your reps and voice your concerns about this. Also, throw a few bucks their way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps the fight, and they're doing a great job.
They are. So. FPC's doing a great job, and I'm proud to donate monthly to them, and I do what I can and to help them, and I think they're really good people, and I love the fact that they will just do it. If they get looked at wrong, they'll sue. And I love it. They are not shy to send those lawsuits out. And that's what it takes, guys. We have to fight this out in court. And here's the thing to remember, too, real quickly before we leave. I wanted this gripe to be kind of quick. They never are. That's okay. We get into the weeds. That's what this is. This is a vehicle in which we drive our narrative.
Next time, I'll bring a weed eater.
Bring a weed eater.
All right,
let's go. But one thing that's important to remember, too, about the stuff that FPC is doing and what these fights are kind of equating to is the state-level battles are super, super, super important. Everyone thinks that it's only on the Hill and that, oh, we have to, you know, really look hard at only the federal gun control legislation and only, like, the stuff the ATF's doing or only the executive orders that the president might sign or something. Those are important. And, yeah, we should totally look at that. But a huge portion of that trifecta of random infringements, the state-level fights are super important, and they stand to gain a lot of ground on the state levels. I mean, look at the assault weapons ban that was just shot down in California. California, of all places, you would never expect something like that to get passed down through the courts in the state of California. But it did, because FPC shook the weeds and got those rats out of there. Now, we're not out of the fight. There's still always lots of stuff going on, and we've got to make sure that we're involved. But it goes to show that when you get people together that are like-minded and they care a lot about what's going on in the Second Amendment community and they're willing to put their best foot forward, you can really get some stuff done. So don't give up on those state-level fights. They're worth fighting. They're worth getting involved in your local state organizations, donating to FPC, GOA, because they take on those fights. They're not afraid to get out there and do it.
Let's just say that we need to gain some ground back somehow.
Yep.
I mean, and organizations like FPC and GOA are doing the good work in order for us to gain some of that ground back. Federal level stuff is just, it's hard right now. And I mean, it was even hard when Trump was in office and, you know, you thought that gun owners had control of the ship, but we saw that wasn't the case. I mean, both sides are always out to get us, it seems, just about.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think Eric Pratt is a really good guy, and he's always got a really well-balanced you know, way of looking at the issues and presenting the facts and presenting his arguments. So I'm real proud of guys like Eric Pratt. And, of course, all the guys at GOA are doing a great – ladies and guys, but everyone – is doing a wonderful job. So, guys, keep it up. Like, I know it's easy to just get pacified, right? Oh, I want entertainment. I just want to watch a fun gun video. Guys, we got some fun stuff on the way, and there's plenty of other fun stuff. There's plenty of crazy things with guns you can watch on YouTube and on the internet. That's fine. By all means, enjoy that content. Enjoy what we put out. But don't just accept the quick and easy pacification. We have to we got to do some chores before we can play too hard. I mean, just try to understand where we're coming from. We're not trying to just cover your feet up with this stuff, but we want to make sure that people understand where we're coming from. Have a great day. Many more videos on the way. Yes, more meltdowns are coming. Don't you worry your little head.
Ammo prices are coming down.
I am going to make a bunch of people angry because we're going to burn up a ton of ammo. And y'all are going to be angry about it, and I'm okay with that. It's fine. We're just going to do it anyway, and we're doing it for the entertainment of the masses. So more meltdowns, guys, more five guns on the way. We got more firearms facts, tons of info we want to share with you guys. We try our best to just have fun. Also, we got some really fun you know, tech and things are going to be showing you. We actually have a How Far Will It Kill video coming up that you're really not going to want to miss. It's so much fun. We're going to be using the Voodoo and a new Element Nexus optic that we've gotten a hold of. So we're going to be making some 700 plus yard shots with 22s. Stay tuned for that.
Perhaps.
Many more videos on the way. Guys, have a good one. Thank you so much. All the folks who wish to support us directly, if you love what we do and you want to support us, you can go over to Ballistic Ink, pick yourself up a snazzy t-shirt if you wish. We've got some great merch for sale over on the website, man cans and whatnot. Also, a huge thank you to all of our Patreon supporters who donate a little money to us each month to help us run our channel. This content's not free to make. We really do appreciate the support from our Patreon supporters. So thank you so very much. Have a great, great day, and we'll see you guys soon.
See you guys.